And it's Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yeah.
Here's the good news.
Where we're all together yet again for a Thursday installment of Not Necessarily the News. Our daily reminder that we remind you that it's daily.
Let's start right out.
Good morning.
Hey, what happened?
And hey, Hangsters, it appears we are broadcasting successfully, streaming live on our Hank Facebook page. So far, more than 20 seconds right now.
Wow.
Which at any moment, we invite, again, anybody to crash the show. As we'll talk about this a little more coming up, too. And we'll make a call out to the star as well. Because yesterday, during the Dallas Cowboys football press conference for the NFL draft, about 30 minutes into the thing, there comes President Bill Clinton.
I've got three different defensive schemes.
Here's our President Clinton coming through the door out here. He's coming up here.
Yeah. And then his... Whoa. Yeah. Then, as Jerry gets up to walk over, he almost falls. Like, takes a header, but...
Yeah, mobility is very important as you age.
He's doing fine, honestly, for like... mobility and whatnot. He just tripped over a chair, and then he was Jerry.
Balance right there.
He was Jerry.
He moved up in the draft. Yeah. His draft rate got better.
Awesome. Let me tell you something.
Here we go.
This guy was recently named the second most American to have started with very little and have accomplished a lot. Look.
How about that? The second most American.
They have that Arkansas thing in common, do they not?
The second most American.
Number two!
There's definitely more that we will enjoy as we go throughout the show today on that.
Is Jerry number one? Is he the first most American?
I'm not 100% sure what was going on there.
Yeah.
But
nobody does.
It's all right.
Easy.
It's
all right. Okay. Keep the rubber on the road. Let's go running with Mark Phillips. That's his problem.
I love that this happened.
Tragic story today. Daryl Sheets from the show Storage Wars is dead at the age of 67. Sadly, the cause of death rumored to be suicide, according to TMZ. His co-star, Renee Nizzoda, claims that he'd been relentlessly bullied online, particularly by one man. And despite what you may have seen, Renee says that they were actually friends, spoke from time to time, and hopes that something positive can come out of this, because no one has the right to bully another person, whether they're a public figure or not. I would like to point out that this is a particularly high-risk group. It's a little-known fact, but retired men, the second most likely to die by their own hands. First, teenage young men. Help is always available at AFSP.org, and mental health is help.
I really got into that show for quite a while, so yeah, I'm sad to see that news, certainly.
I like Barry.
Interesting what the ACMs are going to do. So the Academy of Country Music Awards, 61st annual ACMs, country music's, I think, biggest party.
Yeah.
If they're going with that still.
Yeah!
Thank you.
That's not Cody Allen.
Is, yeah, our buddy Cody Allen's going to do the ACM pre-show, right? He's going to host that.
I don't know. You know,
or something like that.
Cody, we'll call the manager.
It's Cody Allen.
Hey.
Well, that's going to go down May 17th. It's back in Las Vegas now, because it had been in Frisco for quite a while. And it will be hosted for the first time, and it's her first hosting gig, I believe, ever, Shania Twain.
Whoa!
So she's going to host the whole thing. She says, quote, "It's such an honor to be part of the incredible night, especially with so many talented women leading the nominations this year." And there are. It is like the year of the woman. Kacey Musgraves, Lainey Wilson, Miranda Lambert, and not girls, but if you want to fit in, Riley Green and Cody Johnson. So,
yeah!
All women.
So, I hate to be the one to break it to Heather Locklear, but being the seventh wife may not be a good indicator of things to come.
Number seven!
However, she's in love with Lorenzo Lombas, and the heart wants what it wants. She truly believes that they will go the distance as a couple. Oh, he's lived a full life. So is she. She refuses to pay attention to any of the cynics out there. They don't believe in their love.
Stop it.
Now, this would make their 10th combined marriage. She's also been engaged another two times.
Okay.
You know, her previous men were Richie Sambora and Tommy Lee. And I'm not saying she has a type. Congratulations. I'm happy for you, Heather.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody's doing great.
Number seven.
Are you sure she's not the number three American?
Number two.
That's come from nothing right there. It's all right, Jerry.
Easy.
Speaking of true love, The Bachelor, ABC says, yeah, okay, so it is obviously going to come back. Like, it's not like dead. Because it makes a ton of money.
Yeah.
So ABC basically said yesterday, yeah, it'll be back in 2027. But until then, enjoy, like, Bachelor in Paradise and stuff. And Dancing with the Stars. They said, what, 2027? Okay. And then Bill Clinton bust into that press conference.
Thing. Easy. Okay. So everyone knows we have a favorite member of the household. And it's always the baby, whether you like it or not. And a brand new survey by Samsung proves all this. Pet owners, we store an average of 176 pictures of them in our phones. And our partners get just 147. Half of us say they are a core member of the family, while the strong majority of us say we like candid shots of our pets behaving naturally. A few more when we grab our phone when our pet is doing something silly, and just to prove that we have really jumped the shark as society, 69% of us use AI or filters to make our pets look even better.
Yeah, I got a lot of pictures of the pets.
Yeah, but do you use AI? It's like people putting filters on their baby.
No.
It's the joy of birth, people.
They're way against that. Here's an interesting stat. As reported yesterday, public urination in New York City has surged 50% in the past year. Said that poor person that had to report on that study. And yesterday, there's a shakeup there in the military. Quite a surprise as U.S. Secretary of the Navy, John Phelan, has left the post with his immediate effect, says the Pentagon and Pete Hegseth. So the Pentagon has removed its top Navy official amid a military shakeup. One could say they were not feeling it.
Yeah!
Because John Phelan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Yeah.
Thank you.